Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Rebecca.
Morning.
How may I assist you?
Yes, I was calling in regards of my account to find out what's going on. December 1st. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, sir. I would need to pull up your account. What's the last name and the zip code?
St. Clair, 48229.
48229. Bear with me just a moment.
No problem.
Okay, and then can you verify the name and the address on this?
Stephen St. Clair, 49 West Josephine.
Okay, and so I'm pulling up an Ecto-1 account. The last regular shipment I see went out on the 1st of December to distribution.
Okay, because it was puzzling because on my account it shows that you guys took, you know, it was pending for the 5540, and it was pending since the 1st, and then today, I guess, you guys put the money back on my card?
Let me take a look.
So I'm kind of confused.
Yeah, it's weird. I think that because of the length of the... No, it shipped today, so the charge should have come out. I'm trying to see here. They pre-authorized 5540. Okay, never mind. I'm looking at November. I do apologize. Okay, so it was sent
November
to the warehouse on the 1st. It's showing that they pre-authorized the charge on the 1st, and I'm not showing any movement on that. So if it's gone through, that usually means that it's leaving the facility because we don't put the charge through. So, yeah, I mean, all of the previous orders, it's showing, you know, shipped and then the pre-authorization and sent to warehouse. I don't see another pre-authorized charge of 5540. Let me check. Here, because I also don't...
When I looked at my transactions, the last transaction from you guys was for that book for 13 something for the special gift.
Right.
And that was the last known charge in November.
Right.
Then
and then
when December 1st hit, you guys took the 55 whatever for the pending transaction, and it was pending for 8 days, and then it got put back on my card for some reason. So I was just a little concerned, like, if you guys didn't made a mistake, maybe?
No, I'm pretty sure that would have something to do with the time limit on pending charges. That might have something to do with your account. But it's showing that I got to pull up the ledger for the other account. Give me just a moment. Because it's not showing any here where it released the funds back onto your card. Like, it's not showing that anything's been reversed on our end. But I mean, I honestly, the way that I
just
see
had
it
my
work.
Brother call.
Go ahead.
Yeah, because my brother is doing the same thing. And the Discover said that it was already paid and his is all shipped, but he still has the pending transaction. But they said that both of ours was paid and both of ours was shipped. And I'm like, how
when it says shipped,
they put the money back?
It means it's sent to distribution. So when it's shipped, when it's like left our distribution center with a third party carrier taking it to the post office, that's when you'll get an email with the shipment confirmation with tracking. And that's when the charge should go through. It is showing that they pre-authorized the charge on the 1st. So you should see that go out because there's nothing on our end that shows it was reversed. Like when a pre-authorized charge is reversed on our end, it'll say right here in your ledger, you know, reversal of pre-authorized charge in the amount.
It was just a little weird because I had just called it the other day and it said that, you know, it showed that Ghostbusters was pending. So I'm like, okay, you know, stuff happens. And then next thing you know, it was gone.
It could be the type of thing that they're getting ready to send this out on Friday. But that charge should go through because they're not going to send you something that wasn't paid for. And I'm still showing the charge is pre-authorized on our end.
All right. I was just a little worried that, you know, you guys might have made a mistake or something, you know.
Just give us a shout back
if
you don't see this come out on Friday, because with it hitting on the 1st, that's about standard for what we're dealing with after the Black Friday and Cyber Monday volume at the warehouse. I would imagine it's some due to them getting the payment processed. So you should see that charge have gone through, I would assume, on Friday based on when your order hit the warehouse.
Okay. I was just a little confused on why it sat there for so long and then all of a sudden it mysteriously reappeared.
I can tell you, the charge, I can tell you why the items are taking longer to going out. It's because we are dealing with short staffing from the pandemic. You know, we have to test everybody and make sure they're good to go. And then on top of that, we just had a huge influx of orders from the recent holiday sales. So they are working to get them out quickly, and they're working to replace staff. But it's taking about a solid 10 business days or so to get these out from the warehouse.
Oh, I completely understand. I work in fast food, and we're the same way. I completely understand.
I've heard lots of drive-through traffic has not suffered during the pandemic.
Oh, we're suffering. Everybody's ordering $40 to $80 worth of food per order, and it's hard to get.
Your company's not suffering, but right.
No, we sure are.
Right, right.
Well, we're making that money.
I'm sure our people at the warehouse are not thrilled right now, but I think everybody in these types of businesses understand it's peak season. So it'll calm down after January and then pick up after President's Day when there's more sales. Now, again, please reach out if there's any issue, you know, on your end. If you don't see that charge come out on Friday and don't receive that email, please reach out so that we can look into it further. But I believe it just has more to do with the processing times at the distribution center.
No problem.
All right, so will you take care? And I thank you very much for speaking with me here at Eagle Moss.
You too. You be safe, all right?
You as well. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.